The idea of SJR 4 and Senate Bill 54, as currently drafted, and I think there's further discussion about other aspects of the Lieutenant Governor's office, the idea was simply to have these two offices be combined in the election process, that there would be a primary for the office of governor, and then upon each party determining who their candidate would be, that then they would name a lieutenant governor candidate. So this is very analogous to president and vice president. My thoughts that went into this concept was to better align and expand, really better align these two offices, that we were in a period of time, obviously, where Lieutenant Governor Kinder is elected to his third term, and two of his three terms will be where the Lieutenant Governor's office holds a different party than the governor's office. And I look at, it's an interesting thing, the Lieutenant Governor's is the only position that is both in the executive branch as well as the legislative branch. As you know, the Lieutenant Governor presides and has the ability to cast the tying vote. So I thought there was multiple things that by combining these two things it could actually happen. One, that they'd be on the same page, that it would be two people representing the executive branch at a very high level. They could take each other's place, go around the state, both as candidates and explaining what it is they're going to do, but then more importantly, in office, that they would be an extensions of each other. The idea that they would actually have us, we'd have a built-in bridge from the executive branch to the legislative branch. We all very often hear from the second floor when things we're doing are not pleasing them, and there are a lot of times we hear nothing from the second floor, and we'd like to have that relationship be a little bit closer.